Blog Talk Radio.
Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money be. Always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money be. Always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
Money on my mind all the time, yeah, I'm getting it. Throwed in the game, purple lemonade, I'm sipping it. Candy dripping off the Chevy kind, look like cinnamon. You can floss like me if you was getting Benjamin. Ladies, man, cause the girls know I'm a Caesar. I don't need a MasterCard, no, I need a Visa. I keep me a wad of paper just like a notebook. I'm a chef in the kitchen, apron on, I love to cook. Click through my words, man, flyer than them birds, man. Fresh to death, yes I am, cleaner than this detergent. Swerving the shed, wood grain gripping wood. Shun, get them birdies, flying like eagles, call me Tiger Woods, off the chain, boy, with my gun game. Taught myself how to shoot, never ahead, time to aim. Smoking on that Mary Jane, started to stack a little change. Now my friends acting strange, they say I am not the same.
Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. Always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. Always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
My swag is so wrong, your girl all in my home. Pants down in the zone, her mouth all on my dome, man. She lick me long time, lick me long time. She say I'm fresh like Obsession Cologne. Mr. 662, I escaped from the zoo. You can't do what I do, you are so brand new. See, I don't run with a crew, I just hang with some fools. So arrogant, oops, tripping you betrayed with the tools. I just do what I do, pack for pack with the oops. Stack to stack, you will lose. Double back what I move, man. We make murder music, don't try to dance to this. Beats is dangerous, lyrics is hazardous. It's cold, glory, slag, Jesus of Nazareth. Proceeding with carelessness, y'all ain't even prepared for this. Jim Vega paper, I'm that cocaine flaker. Mine's more flakier, the Don Don flower kick it up.
Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. Always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. Always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass. Smoke a pound of, always, I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind.
Yo, how's everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's doing real good. Tonight is going to be an awesome night. I got a lot going on right now. Hey, guys, I'm going to let you know something, guys. Tonight, hey, we got some fantastic people on the show. We got Miss, check this out. We got Miss B from Stormont Radio on the show tonight. She's going to be coming. Hey, Miss B, how you doing, baby?
Good. How you doing,
Mike? I am doing wonderful now that you're on the show, man. So it's going to be a great show, like I was saying, with you on it. Also, we got Christopher Davis on the show from Ambition, Relentless Ambition. We'll let him tell you what it's all about, Relentless Ambition, what that's all about. Also, we got on the show tonight, Elaine. How you doing, Elaine?
I'm good with you, Lex. Please, how you doing tonight? Shout out to you and Willis for Big Man Entertainment.
I am doing wonderful, ma'am. I am doing wonderful. Elaine is from Big Man Entertainment. You already know what Big Man Entertainment is. That's over there with my man, Edge doing it real, real big. Hey, Elaine, we're going to have a great time tonight, guys. Also, I can't leave him out. Bicycle Tony from Storm Mob Radio. What's up, Bicycle Tony?
Bing, bong, bing. DJ Black Caesar, what's good, man? Lampagne in the building.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm going to tell
we
you
good,
what, man.
We good.
Tonight is going to be an awesome night, man. We going down in history tonight, brother. We going down in history. Hey, check it out.
Yes,
can't leave
top.
We also got that country bunker that everybody loves to hate on the phone line. I mean, this dude telling me already, he's already starting to be telling me that somebody's on the phone that don't like him, and I don't know what he's talking about. But Willie the Redneck, what's up, Willie the Redneck?
I told you, Caesar, I ain't talking to your ass tonight.
What's up, Willie? What's the deal, man? What's
I'm not talking to nobody. Listen, I've been discriminated against, Caesar, and I don't appreciate it.
Hey, Willie, we ain't going to have that tonight, man. What are you talking about, Willie? What do you mean somebody discriminated against you, man? Nobody's discriminating against you, man.
I'll tell you what, Caesar. I'm going to tell you what I did, Caesar.
Yeah.
I was a little drunk. I don't know what night it was, but I called to give, hey, Caesar, this ain't funny. I'm being serious. I ain't even drunk right now, Caesar.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm about to drink in a few damn minutes, man.
You did what?
I'm gonna get to drinking in a few minutes, Caesar.
Okay.
So you hear it in my voice? I'm not drunk right now. You hear my voice?
I'm gonna ask you a question tonight, man. You think you get a chance, man? Because I think you need to share, man. I'm feeling it tonight too, man. I don't know. Hey, let me tell you how my day has been going, Willie. I've been to the medical clinic. I had a doctor's appointment today. You know, I still got that foot thing going on, still going on. And nobody seems to know what to do, man. I'm like, wow. So basically, I told them what to do, and I'm going back tomorrow to get an MRI done on my foot, man. Like, I don't know what's up, man. It's getting real crazy, man. But I don't know what's
hey,
going
Caesar,
on.
I'm going to tell you what to do, Caesar. I'm going to tell you right goddamn it now, right over the damn air. I'll take that damn foot of mine and put up somebody's ass, and I guarantee you that they'll find out what the hell is going on with it.
You know what, bro? I thought about that, man. When I was in the medical center today, I actually thought about that. She had a nice little ass, and I was going to stick my foot up there. But then, you know, the doctor came in, and I was like, I was back to reality. Hey, guys, well, look, check it out. You already know how we do it. We're going to play a song for you guys right now. I'm going to play a little joint for you guys. Check it out, and I'll be right back with more of the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. And Willie the Redneck. Hey, Willie, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Self-made.
Models and groupies want my picture. Okay. Camera on the throttle. and I be bossed up.
All my workers call me Mr. Bossed Up.
I'm bossed up, call me Mr. Bossed Up.
My wallet,
huh?
Benji's all in my pocket, armored truck to make my deposit. Boy, I'm always counting them wins. I'm never counting them losses, only deal with niggas that sin. All black suits, I roll with them bosses.
Know that.
All my niggas mobbed up, you could call it John Gotti.
Uh-huh.
Them niggas cold hearted, ain't no need for hot toddy. I make so much bread, niggas say Illuminati. Shorty giving me that eye, she want my mama, so my body. Flying in the east, flying in the west. Fall so hard, I'ma lose my breath.
What?
So if you rap, you lose that dress. If my money staying close, never lose that check. Bitch, I'm self-made, don't forget the name.
Yeah.
Real nigga, don't forget the game.
Shorty
smart, don't forget the brain. Then I'm hopping in the ghost just to grip the grain.
Rosé in my bottle, that's super in my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
VIP with models and groupies want my picture.
My
Panamera on the throttle.
What?
My money coming quicker.
Can I be bossed up?
All my workers call me Mr. Bossed Up.
I'm bossed up.
My niggas bossed up, we all bossed up. My bitch is bossed up, oh yeah, she bossed up. I'm staying bossed up.
Self-made. Now I got Rosé in my bottle, that's super in my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
VIP with models and groupies want my picture.
Okay.
And a mirror on the throttle, my money coming quicker.
Can I be bossed up?
All my workers call me Mr. Bossed Up.
I'm bossed up, call me Mr. Bossed Up.
Self-made, bossed up, looking good out there, I guess. I don't know. I can't see him. Hey, guys, check it out. We're going to have a fantastic thing to do. I need everyone that's not talking on the phone right now, I need you to mute your phone, pal, or I'll mute them out for you, all right? Now, I don't like to play like that because, you know, we like to keep your phone lines open, let you mute them out so you can come back in when you get ready to come back in. Instead of me bringing you back in, when I get ready to bring you back in, then we got a good thing. Only thing that should be on the phone right now is me and Willie the Redneck and Bicycle Tony. Bicycle Tony, what's up, baby?
Yo, what's good, Caesar? What's good, homie? You good?
Hey, you know,
Redneck,
you know
what? Willie, what's poppin'?
Bicycle, check it out, homie.
I'm a Tony.
Holla at me, man.
I'm hearing music in the background. I'm really hearing that music in the background. You need to turn your computers down. I know everybody wants to hear themselves, but turn your computers down. Don't be foul like that, because we can hear that. The feedback on here is going to be bad for anybody who wants to hear this show later on. So that's why we tell you to turn your computers down. Don't be doing anything at your computer, like noise, you know. Turn the volume all the way down, and then get your phone turned down, and mute your phone out if you're not talking right now. If your name's not Bicycle Tony or Willie the Redneck, then turn your phones down. All right, we'll be right back to everybody else. And the first one up is Elaine, because Elaine is at work and she has something to do. So we're going to get her out the way so she can go back to work with her boss doing her 0 to 5 or whatever it is. Hey, guy. Hey, Bicycle Tony, what I was going to ask you is, what's going on, man? How you doing?
We good, man. We good. You know, over here taking care of things, man, just trying to get our name out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing a lot of promotion and email blasts with the Gmail and all that. Set of contacts everywhere. Trying to get this Latin Pain really popping, man. And I mean, shout out to my Star Moth family, though. You know what I'm saying? Miss Bing, L.A. Drill. You know what I mean? E.T.L., A. Reason, Casper Bell, Rockwell. We good, man. We just trying to make moves. You know what I mean? Get the name all over the place.
Hey, Bicycle, you know what? You need to go ahead and do your commercial. Let's get your commercial out the way real quick. Let everybody know what's going on with Star Moth Radio.
More or less, man, you know, we got Miss Bing, L.A. Drina, Eve Reason, Casper Bell, Rockwell, Gus Green, Headache. I mean, it's a bunch of us, man. Y'all want to know more about Star Mob Radio, man, look up the word Star Mob. That's Star with two R's, Mob with two B's, Radio. You know what I'm saying? On Blog Talk, man. Check us out, man. Monday through Sunday. We Gucci.
Cool, cool, cool. Hey, Willie the Redneck, what's up, baby? I mean, Willie, what's going on, man? You said that you pissed off, man. Now, can you let us know why you pissed off Willie?
Somebody called him a wigger.
I called. Hey, Tony, you're still my friend, buddy. You're still my friend. You want to
yeah,
you're my
G,
friend,
bro. You're my G, you're my G. I'm sorry.
You're my damn G. But I'm going to tell you something. I had a favorite person on Star Mob Radio, and I called and wished her support, and she shut my damn microphone over. I couldn't say nothing. And then I've been trying to get $50 from her, too, to pay my damn rent. And she won't even return the goddamn phone calls, emails, or smoke signals. She looked in here. She won't return the smoke signals.
Willie, you know you can't borrow money from people you just met, man. You can't do that. I keep telling you about that, man. You stop doing that, man.
Well, what I was going to do was say, I'll borrow about $50 for one of her guests or something, you know, to call Star Mark Radio. That was the night, I think she was just playing, you know, the independent artist or whatever. I've been there making money selling shit out the trunk or whatever. I don't know what the hell, but I knew somebody had $50 between her and them damn artists.
Hey, Willie. Hey, check it out, man. Somebody probably did have $50. But that's their $50, man. They ain't got $50 to loan you, man. You sell your moonshine, do whatever you got to do to get your rent money, man. You know, we good, man, all right? You ain't paid your rent since you've been there for the four months you've been there, so don't sweat it, all right? Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep messing up over there.
I'm going to tell you, let me make this damn clear, Caesar. Miss Bing don't like me, damn it.
Why you say that, man? Why you say Miss Bing don't like you?
You won't even let me on the damn show. I called in for damn support. And she cut me off, Caesar. And I was drinking that night. I was feeling damn good.
Hey, you know what? We got Miss Bing on the phone, man. Hey, Miss Bing, turn your phone
what
off.
What the hell do you mean she's on the goddamn show?
She's on the phone, man. She's on the phone. Miss Bing,
oh,
I got a question
no.
for you.
Caesar,
I got a
you can't be damn serious.
I got a question for you, Miss Bing.
What's going on?
You can't be damn serious.
I mean,
this man can't be on the goddamn show tonight.
Willie says you don't like him. Is that true? You don't like it, Willie?
No, that's not true. That's not true, Willie. I just said that you can't call my show and say no racial slurs, boo.
Hey, but listen, I was trying to talk, damn it, and you just cut my damn microphone off. I hear what the hell is going on. I was trying to talk to some of the damn people that was calling there, trying to get $50 and nobody, I couldn't talk to no damn buddy.
I'm sorry, Willie. I was trying to take care of some business.
Hey, Willie,
let me handle this damn business with Miss Bing real quick. Hey, Miss Bing,
okay.
I was going to send you some damn moonshine down there, the damn, what's that, damn Cleveland or whatever, and damn it came back to me in the goddamn return package. What the hell is up with that?
I'm sorry. I don't drink moonshine, though.
That was the best goddamn moonshine in the damn world. I sent it to you, damn it.
Yeah, I'm not going to drink no moonshine, but I appreciate the love, though. That's what's up.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm going to start controlling this show right here. I'm going to start zapping your ass out, too, Willie, because... Yeah, I'm going to get some respect around here, man. I'm going to get some respect from you and Miss Bing. You know what? Because you know what, Miss Bing, he does that to the people on this show, too, man. He talks to them. I know he's a redneck and he really can't help it. He's part of the KKK, too, Miss Bing. He's out there.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen. I quit the damn KKK because goddamn bastards. Somebody stole my goddamn moonshine and somebody tipped the damn police over where my goddamn stash was at. And I know damn well I had to be one of them jealous crackers that came to got my goddamn house to play pool the other night.
hey, Willie. Okay. Now, look, here's the deal. I got to get Miss Ellen out the way, man. So I need to talk to Ellen right quick. Are you mad if I can...
Who the hell is Miss Ellen? Damn it, Caesar, you're to come up with damn surprises tonight.
Well, you're about to find out who she is in just a minute. So if you hold on for a second, you're about to find out. And the rest of the world's about to find out, too. Miss Ellen, you can cut your phone off mute, ma'am. Wow.
Hey, Caesar, don't sound like you're telling nobody at home.
Wow. Did you think she understood what I just said? I just said you can turn your phone off mute. I see her out there.
Hey, Caesar, I think you just told her she can turn her phone off mute.
Did you say Ellen or did you say Elaine?
Oh, I'm sorry, Elaine. I'm sorry.
The name is Elaine Payne. It's not Ellen, okay?
I just say you put that there won't shine down, boy. I'm serious.
I'm not drinking no moonshine
you,
over here, man.
I'm not. Hey, listen, you're a damn liar, Caesar. I'm not sending you no more damn moonshine over your house.
Hey, Willie. Hey, you know what? Don't send me anymore. Hey, Miss Eileen, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry, bro.
You got so many names for me. It's Elaine. Eileen. Ellen. Come on now.
Oh, Eileen. I'm sorry.
Elaine.
Hey, Elaine. There's something wrong with Caesar tonight. I'm serious. He's been drinking.
It's okay.
That moonshine I said.
Boy, you know what, Elaine?
Then you need to stop sending out moonshine.
You know what? I have been drinking moonshine tonight, man. I'm not going to lie. I have been drinking some moonshine that Willie sent me. And
you better leave that alone after the show.
Have you ever heard of moonshine with coffee and orange juice in it?
No.
They got the coffee, and I got some of that Simply Orange and squeezed up in it. You know, it's Simply Orange juice. That's some really good stuff right there.
Nah, y'all can keep it. I'll stick with the regular. Y'all can keep the moonshine.
Hey, Elaine, I got a question for you. Can you let everybody know who you are and what you do?
Okay, my name is Elaine Payne. I'm vice president of Big Man Entertainment, independent label. We're more than just music. But we market, promote, and manage up-and-coming artists as far as R&B singers, rappers, dancers, musicians, models, our beauty angels. We do a lot, and we stand for a lot of causes, like, for instance, Stop the Bullying, Stop the Violence. We did a showcase on Stop the Violence and dedication to Newtown, Connecticut, the 27 angels that we lost. We also feed the homeless. We feed and clothe the homeless. We visit our sick and shut-in. We do a lot. We're more than just music, you know.
Wow.
And
yeah, you do a lot over there.
Yes, we do. I have an up-and-coming artist right now. His name is Moses Black Door Shalango. He's from Africa. He's over in our country. He's a model. He's an actor. He's in school finishing his education. He also is writing music. And he has a great big following on YouTube and also on Facebook. And he has websites. And right now he's working on some music to bring his culture and all rap together. And that's what he's working on now. And he's in the studio as well. But we do a lot of Big Man Entertainment.
I got a question for you. What did you say the last name of yours is again?
Payne. Elaine Payne. P-A-Y-N-E.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You got a brother named Latin?
No, I don't.
I thought I heard somebody on the show named Latin Payne or something. Elaine Payne.
Yeah, man. Latin Payne.
Come on, Willie.
Don't make fun of the name now.
Nah, but he was referring to
the name.
Excuse me, but he was referring to it. I'm Bicycle Tony, man, and I got a group called Latin Pain. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to put that together. You know,
okay. No problem. That's the group Latin Pain.
Hi,
Bicycle Tony.
I'm not gonna make fun of your name. You know, you're still like a nice girl and all. You never said nothing to offend me or nothing.
Okay, not a problem.
You know, what is she supposed to do? She's going to come on the show and offend you right away or something? This ain't that kind
of
show.
I don't even know you, but I'm just listening to you.
She don't even know you. She's trying to get to know
Caesar.
You, man.
Hell, I don't know you either, Caesar. Damn it.
Yeah, but you talk still foul to me every week, man. So it really don't matter if it's on me or not. You still a foul dude.
Could I say something?
Who is that?
Could I say something? This is Slim from Block to Block. Elon, where's your company located?
Big Red Entertainment is located in Brooklyn, New York. We're independent label. And Kwazi Edge, Big Man Edge, is the CEO and founder.
Okay, how do you guys go about managing artists? Like, what do you guys do for artists? What would be beneficial for artists?
Well, we bring them in, we promote them, we listen to their music, we help them in the areas that they're lacking in. We take them in the studio, we take them around. We have open mic showcases every first and third Tuesday at Cafe Lou in the Bronx. And they perform.
Yes, why, baby.
They grow.
Okay,
you know, they perform, they grow. You know, we have a lot of good artists. We have them as young as 13 that
all
are
right.
really into music and have passion.
Set up tours also?
Yes, we have people that set up tours for people. If you're really good and you really want to be part of it, yes, we do.
Okay, that's what's up. So how do I go about getting some product and material to you?
Okay, well, I can give you our phone numbers, and you can call us, and you can look us up on Facebook. We have a web. It's Big Man Entertainment Music LLC at gmail.com. My name is Elaine Payne, Vice President of Big Man Entertainment. My phone number is 347-241-9449. Big Man Ed, CEO and founder, his phone number is 347-328-2382. You can call us around the clock. We don't turn you down.
That's what's up. Yeah.
I got a question for the young man. Who are you, brother?
I'm Slim from Block to Block, man.
Okay.
I was on the Facebook and I seen you had on your Facebook status like you about to have all these big people. It's about to be history in the making, so I figured I'd get in on the conversation because I like to make history too, you know.
What's your name, brother?
I'm Slim. The group I'm from is called Block for Block. B-L-O-C-K, number 4, B-L-O-C-K.
I think I heard of the group, man. The reason I was asking because you got a lot of questions. You just took over the show, man. How'd you get on the phone line, man? How'd you get? What's your phone number? What's your phone number start with? 216?
Nah, 304.
No, that's
Miss Smith.
Okay.
What does
it start with again? 305.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really good question, though. Yeah, it's a really good question. Everybody needs to know.
I know that. That's what I was talking about. He was asking some good questions, but I was like, wow, he just took over the show. So, hey, if you want to go on, you can go ahead and answer some more questions.
You're fired.
You know, I've been on the road. I've been talking to a lot of people and getting my music out there.
Hold up, damn it. Somebody got a damn television or something. It's irritating my damn ear.
Yeah, and I hear that. Once again, everybody needs to mute out your phone if you're not talking right now. You need to mute out your phone, all right? That's the first thing. That noise, that's got to go. That's really got to go fast. Whoever has that radio or television on, you need to be respectful and tune that out. I can find out who it is if you want.
Yeah, for real.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just was trying to, like, being an artist, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's more beneficial, what's going to be beneficial for me and my group, what avenues I could go down, and, like, trying to meet people that could do more things for us instead of just people that's just going to take money out of our pockets. You know,
right.
I already know the rents do pay up.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Block for Block, Slim. Hey, haven't we talked before?
Yeah, we talked before.
Okay. Elaine is one of my good friends. Her and Edge, they're good friends of mine.
Hey, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
You're stuttering, buddy.
I'm stuttering?
You're stuttering, buddy. You need to slow down to them drinking.
What about now? Am I all right now?
You're still stuttering, sister.
What about now? Am I okay now?
Damn, Caesar, you're stuttering even more now.
Can you hear me now?
Nah, that's Willie's phone. That's Willie's phone, Caesar. Willie, your phone's breaking up, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is Willie's phone breaking up. It's not Caesar's phone. It's Willie's.
Yeah, it's
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that for letting me know. Yeah, what's up,
Willie? I'm going to do, Caesar. I'm going to hang up and I call right back, Caesar.
Okay, call back, Willie. Okay. Let me ask a question. Let me see if somebody's out there. Christopher Davis, are you out there?
Huh?
Christopher Davis, are you out there?
Yeah, what up, bro?
Is this Chris?
I think so. Hello?
Wow, we're still waiting on Chris Davis to get on the phone. The call us up, though.
Oh, such a delay.
Is he out there?
Hello?
Yeah. Is that Chris?
Yeah, man. What's up, brother?
What's up, Chris? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. What's up with y'all? I had a whole bunch of talking. I don't know what's going on.
What number are you calling from? You a 662 number?
Yeah, man, you know, Mississippi, 662.
Okay,
man.
I got you. Okay. We're going to get with you in a minute, Chris. Just stay right there. Just be cool. If you have any questions or anything, you can ask questions. We got Miss Elaine on the phone. She's up right now. She's at work. She has to go back to work, so we're getting her out the way. And we have Miss Bean on the phone also. Bicycle Tony, Willie, the Redneck, and we got you. And we got the rest of the audience. So it's a lot of audience members right now. I can just tell you that. I don't want to scare anybody, so I'm not going to tell you how many people I'm looking at right now. But it's getting really, really, really great. I'm really digging it. I appreciate everybody's calling in to check out the DJ Caesar and Friends show with Willie the Redneck. I appreciate all you guys. I see all you guys. I got people from Africa that tuned in tonight. I got people from the UK. What's up, Ben? Oh, wow. We got a lot of people. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got people over in Mexico. What's up, Senorita? What's up, baby? How you doing? I see you. We got a lot of people out there, man. I just want to tell Elaine, hey, Elaine, you need to get your information out there. Let them know what's going on. So let's get into your social networks, Elaine, if you don't mind. Can you give us some of the social networks that you can find? Can you give us some of the social networks where they can find you?
They can look us up at Big Man Entertainment on the web dot web music. Big Man Entertainment Music LLC dot web. Big Man Entertainment. Emails is Big Man Entertainment Music LLC at gmail.com. You can look us up on Facebook. You can look us up on YouTube. You can also look us up on the old MySpace. We all over. And if not, you can call us. Our number is 347-328-2382. Our number is 347-241-9449. You can call us, and we can tell you whatever else you need. And we welcome everyone to join us at Big Man Entertainment. We're more than just music.
Hey, Elaine, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is that your television or is that your radio in the background?
No, I don't have anything on.
Okay.
Someone else has something on.
I'm going to start muting people out, man, because that's getting ridiculous. Evidently, they're hard-headed and they don't know how to listen. So if you guys don't want to listen, you want to play ball our way, we'll get you out of there real quick, so don't worry about it. We'll be right with you in just a second. But the first thing is, I would like to ask Elaine, how long you guys been in business? I mean, how long you been doing this, man? You've been
Edge, my good friend Edge asked me to come on. I've been doing it with him, with the company for over a year now. But Big Man Entertainment, they were started out in 1993.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's an independent label. We have a lot of artists just come and go. We also manage, besides artists, we have BME models, we have dancers, we have spoken word, we have musicians. We prep them and get them prepared for different video shoots, different video, like I said, video shoots. They do fashion shows and all. We have a lot. And we're good with our community. You know, we do a lot.
Tell me a little bit about the community, what you guys are doing in the community. I'm sure that you're
We work in the community as far as helping those that are homeless. We feed the homeless. We help them out with the shelters and stuff. We go to our sick and shut-ins in the hospitals and stuff. And we also take donations for our Toys for Tots. We're still taking donations and doing things for the Hurricane Sandy victims.
Okay.
We just get out there and help out the people where we can and where it's most needed. And we stick there for education. You know, you got to go to school. You got to keep your grades up, especially the young ones that come in to the company. We have to keep education is a must. That's important.
Right.
We just do what we can to help others out, you know. We don't turn no one away. If we can help you, we help you. You want to help us, we help you. I mean, you know, we do a lot. We do a lot. We keep it going. And we're family. We love each other. You know, we all have our little ups and downs here and there, but we're family.
Yes,
and that's
ma'am.
Big Red Entertainment's motto is show and prove. The minds is have a passion. I have a passion and I have a purpose. And my passion and purpose is being
in
entertainment.
Your poem is breaking up a little bit.
It is?
Can you move
around? Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Working with my man Edge over there, what's it like working with Edge from Big Man Entertainment?
It's a great thing working with him. He's real good. He's passionate. He loves music. This is his heart. This is his heart. This is his dream. This is his baby. Big Man Entertainment.
Right, right.
It's a great business. He's a great person to work for. He helps you. He gives you the shirt off his back. He does a lot. He does a lot. He's a great person. And everyone that works with him, you know, loves him. They love him. They love his work. He's very respectable. He doesn't have a problem.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. You show a lot of love for Big Man Entertainment, man. I see you over there. I see you guys working real hard out there. Believe me, I see you guys. I see you working on Facebook. I see you on Twitter. So I see the work out there you're doing, man.
Yeah, we're all over the place. We're out there. We are out there right now working with Moses Black Dog. He's, like I said, he's an up-and-coming artist. He's an actor. He's converting his African lyrics with the American lyrics and, you know, putting something together because he wants to grab a lot of our followers to follow him because he has a great big following. So, you know, I'm working with him very closely. And you're going to see him out there. Sorry, I don't have his music tonight, but I'll get it to you. I'll definitely get it
to you. Yeah. We kind of had some problems with that. I was like, wow,
right. We
were having problems with the music. Yeah, so now I'm having problems with the software for Blog Talk, man. This is going, I mean, it's unreal, man. It says, sorry, but our servers have experienced errors. Prevent this from showing on your page. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
We'll get it fixed. This may cause a few problems. Okay. So, wow, man, I can't even get Willie back on the phone, man. Hey, Willie,
if you hear me,
Willie, they got the Blog Talk is doing something to the system, man. I'm glad I didn't mute nobody out. I'm glad everybody muted their own phones out because they can come back in. But, Willie, give me a second to see what's going on. I'll get you back on, all right? Now, Elaine, I got another question for you. You guys, you do a lot. I see the Toys for Tot during Christmas time. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I see the food, the thing where you're feeding the needy. I see that. But what are you doing as far as the handicap? Are you guys doing anything with the handicap? Like me, for instance, I'm handicapped.
We just started, dealing with them. We just started dealing with the handicap, but a lot of them don't want to be considered handicapped because they still function very well on their own. But, like, if they need help, like, going to the store, shopping and stuff, we do stuff for them. We also have one or two of them that want to become artists, so we're looking into that to help them out, to get them to do that right now. We don't turn anyone down. Everyone has a chance with us. Everyone. You don't shy away. They have a voice, and they can use it. You know, we have a lot of handicaps that are great artists.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I see you guys, you're working with the African guy. Back to him. Now, as far as working with him, like, have you guys got anything you pulled off so far? I mean, is your artist about to look at getting a deal or what? What's going on with that?
Right now he's in class. He goes to school as well. So he does have his modeling career, and he does have his acting thing that he's into. And right now he wants to write the song to bring it over so that he can, come into the American lyrics. And his lyrics as well. So that's the collaboration he's working on right now. And we have a couple of people that are looking at him as well. So, yeah, it's going to work out real good for him.
Okay, okay. Well, I got a question for you, ma'am. I know Willie's trying to get on the phone lines, man, but we can't get him on. I'm just going to ask you a question for Willie. Now, as far as a person that handles business, I already know you handle your business pretty good. I already know you're a business type woman. Now, as far as anything else, like as far as your everyday life, what do you do? Is for fun? I mean, do you anything for fun?
Oh, for fun?
Yeah.
Well, my fun is I love baking, I love cooking, love shopping.
Okay.
I take breaks, plays and stuff. I hang out with my fam. You know, that's my main thing, fam.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. And that's what I was looking for. Well, I don't think we're going to get Willie back on the phone anytime soon. So, Bicycle Tony, if you don't mind, come on the phone and let's see what you got going on.
What's going on? What's going on, family? What's
hey,
going on? Big Man Entertainment. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm great. And you?
I'm good. I'm good. But I want to ask you, when looking for artists, what exactly do you look for, you personally? Not the executive you, but you.
Me personally, your personality, their passion, their drive, their goals. What are they looking for? What do they want to do besides?
I feel that. Without drive, you don't seem to be going anywhere at all. You know what I mean? So,
right. You have to have the drive and the passion. Excuse me?
What makes you nod your head, though? What's your style? What's your style of choice, though? What will make you nod your head? If I come to you as an artist, what would you like to hear?
The real you. You have to make me feel it. You have to give me your story. You have to bring me in to your story.
Nice, nice. I like that. So you're a hip hop fan, though, am I right? Or is R&B more your taste?
I was brought up on hip hop. I also love R&B, and I love gospel.
You from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx, too, man. I'm from the Bronx, too, born and raised, man. Shout out to West Burnside Avenue.
Over to the Father's Project.
Where you from?
Well, we was brought up and came up through Father's Project.
I went to Morris High School.
Oh, you went to Morris. I grew up in Harlem.
Oh,
then we went to the Bronx.
I went to the school right next to Ford.
The Castle School, right there off of Boston Road.
Right there on Boston Road,
166.
Yes,
right
indeed.
There,
that's
the Castle.
I like to send some submissions and all that. Can I hit you guys up on your like page?
Sure.
Cool, that's what it is.
I have a Big Man Entertainment promotion page. this album with my name on it. It's Big Man Promotions by E-Pain. We have a Big Man Entertainment fan page. I started that. And also my page, which is Elaine Vang on Facebook.
How long have you been doing this, if you don't mind me asking?
I got into the company about a year ago, but I've always had a knack for music, but I just never, you know, you do other things first, and then you go to what you like and what you love. Now that I'm into this, I love it.
I love it.
My passion and purpose. That's what it is all about, passion and purpose.
That's what's up, man. For real. Any artists you would suggest us listening to right now?
Excuse me?
Any artists that you work with that you would suggest that we listen to right now? Who should we be listening to?
We should be listening to Bethany K. Rowe. He's great. We have Mac Byrne. He's great. We have a young artist named Young Asia. She's excellent. She's off the hook. We also have Shamika. She's R&B. She's great. Mac Byrne, Bethany K. Rowe. Moses, as soon as he hit it, yes, him too. There's quite a few artists that are coming out there.
I'm gonna look them all up. I just want to know, in managing these artists, what's the hardest obstacle to get through?
What's the hardest?
Yeah, I'm learning the management game myself. I have to know, you know, what's the hardest thing to do? I mean, to me, it's just to get people to just listen to
take
you.
Them,
you know what I mean?
To go to when you take them, when you feel that they're ready to go to the next level. You put your all in it. You got to make sure that they're ready and you're ready, because you're going to have to let go and see where it goes. You got to get them to that step where you can say, he's going to be all right. I know he's going to make it. I'm going to see him.
I see.
You got to have that passion, that love for it.
Do you think looks got to play a part?
I can't hear you. Excuse me?
Like a lot of these companies, they go off, a lot of times, you know, in the game and in mainstream especially too, they worry about how the artist looks with the whole package. It's not even if it's lyrical. They want to know if they can sell them. And do you think that looks play a big part in selling the artist?
It does, but to me, you as a person, to me, it does. So the way it is out there now, it does. But I take a person for who the person is, how they present themselves, and how they come forth. And I take them as that.
I'm like that too. It's just sad that sometimes it doesn't matter how we feel, you know. Majority rules, right now the majority is screwed.
Right, and it's sad because you're losing a lot of great artists and the great people that can come forth and give you what you need and what you want. But, oh, they don't look a certain way, you don't want them, and it's not fair. You shouldn't have to do that. You should look at the person as the person, not as what you can get or what you can't get. Come on now, you're losing a lot. Look, that's what happened to Jennifer Hudson, number on American Idol. They ain't won up. Look where she at now.
True story.
Okay.
I'm going to be looking you up, man. Please remember the name.
Okay.
Like Tony. We got music online, too. I love to share with you
okay.
one day. And I'm going to be looking
no
you
problem.
Up.
No
problem.
Okay. You too. Like I said, the number is 347-241-9449. And you can give me a call. I'll give you all the rest of the information you need. Not a problem. Nice hanging out with y'all tonight. Nice hanging out with y'all.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you. Miss Elaine, do you want to give out some more of your information? Would you like to give your social information one more time, social network?
We're on Facebook. We're Big Man Entertainment on Facebook. Elaine Payne on Facebook. Quasi Edge, Facebook. Big Man Entertainment Music LLC .web. Big Man Entertainment Music LLC @gmail.com. Big Man Q Man on Twitter. There's so much. But you can look us up right there. You can look us up.
Yeah, if you guys want to look up Big Man, all you have to do is a Google search. You can find anything you want to find on Big Man.
You can find him. Yes, you can.
Okay, that's cool. So, hey, Elaine, thanks a lot for coming on the show. And
no problem.
We're going to get back to work, man. You get fired.
No, they don't want to do that. All right, thanks a lot.
Well,
shout out to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Nice chat with y'all tonight.
Okay, well, okay. Christopher Davis, come on up.
Christopher Davis to the president's office.
Yo, hello?
Yo, what's up, Christopher?
What's up, man?
Hey, we're having problems tonight with the software, man. Blog Talk, man, Blog Talk's always messing up, man. I get so sick of this, man. But they mess up at least once a week, man. They have a problem every time. They got some glitch. They got something going on. Now, tonight, I am locked out of it. I'm not even on it. I don't even know what's going on right now. I'm so glad that I muted nobody's phone off like I usually do. I'm glad that we didn't do that tonight. So that means Jesus is working with me. So everybody that has their phone muted, you guys are muted on your own, and you guys come in. But it looks like I won't be able to play any music, and I got music to play for Miss Bing. So I hope it comes back on. If it doesn't, Miss Bing, we're gonna get your song played at some point, man. But looks like we're going to be stuck tonight. And Willie, I know you're out there trying to get in, brother. I'm talking to Willie on Facebook, and Willie is pissed off. He's over there drinking ounces. He's drinking gallons of the moonshine. He's drinking about a gallons now, man. He's so pissed off. He's shooting up deers. He's shooting up his – I think he shot his own dog, man. I don't know what's going on with Willie, but Willie is pissed off. Willie, I mean, hey, man, you can't go off the show like that, man. You'll be all right, brother. We'll get you back on, man. Hopefully we'll get you back on. Hey, Christopher, can you tell us a little bit about you? Like, let's start with your name. What's up with you, man? What's up? What's going on?
What's up, man? I ain't really too much to say, you know. You know me from...
What do you mean ain't too much to say, man? You're in the Navy, man. Tell me a little bit about the Navy. Tell me a little bit about the Navy.
Well, yeah, people don't know, I am active duty in military, you know, but you see the, you know me as your little cousin from the hill.
Right.
In Shannon, Mississippi, so, you know.
Yes, you're on the mic. This is my cousin, man, Christopher Davis. Hey, he just busted his own self out. I wasn't even going to say that right now, but hey, this is my little cousin, so you guys check him out. He's in the Navy, man. He's doing his thing, and he just came up with his own T-shirt. Hey, they got a T-shirt business right now, Relentless Ambition, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about that as soon as he tells a little bit more of what he's doing. Hey, what type of woods are you in right now, brother? Where are you at right now?
Well, first of all, it's called Restless Ambition.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, no problem. But, yeah, you know, we up and coming, you know, we trying to do some things. It's definitely not easy being in the military 24/7 and then, you know, trying to do something else on the side, but it's a lot of fun, it's positive, we stay out of trouble, and we're trying to put out the best product, man, and try to put out what people want, and that's what we're doing day in, day out. You know, we all young, you know what I'm saying, so we in the know, like, we know what's going on, so we just try to dress, try to make clothes as how we would dress, you know what I'm saying? So, and so far, people love it.
Cool, cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, I'm going to do something a little different, man. I'm actually going to call my man, Mr. Bicycle Tony. Bicycle Tony, can you come to the floor, Tony? Bicycle Tony. Come front and center. Wow. Is this phone messed up too? Wow, wow, wow. What the heck is going on tonight? Miss Bing, are you still here, Miss Bing?
Bing bong bingy.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Miss Bing, okay, keep your phone on, Miss Bing. Keep your phone on, Miss Bing.
I have been listening to your show
You hear me? I just got disconnected too. Basically, somebody just had a three-way in the back and shut a conversation.
Wow, and you know what, Ms. Bean, your call is really loud. I couldn't hear anything you were saying. It sounds like you were saying that you were doing something too.
I said I had got disconnected. Bicycle Tony had a three-way me back into the conversation.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Now Willie is typing me right now. He said the dog is dead. I killed his black. He said he killed his.
He probably tried to blame it on me.
You know what? Hey, Bicycle Tony, I'm gonna be taking
a. Yo, what's
man.
Up, bro?
Hey, talk to my man Chris about his T-shirts, and I'm gonna go and bring Willie onto the phone, man.
No doubt. I got you, fam. Your name, Chris, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What do they call you in the music world, family? If you don't mind me asking.
I normally go by my Twitter name or my nickname. My friends right here they call me Floyd Mayweather because it sounded like Floyd. So. Another though.
It's like Pretty Boy Floyd.
Normally,
you look like Floyd before or after the fight.
Say what?
You look like Floyd before or after the fight.
Well, you know, Money and Mayweather don't get hit. So you know it's always.
You don't get hit, right? Word. So what it is, man? What's going on, man? I'm glad you told me, man. Pleasure to meet you.
What's up? Good to meet you too.
So what's going on, man? Hit me off, man. Enlighten me, man. What's going on with you, fam? You got some shirts and all that to sell. I hear that. You a designer yourself?
No, personally, I don't have a hand in designing. It really started with the CEO and founder, Anderson Miller. I actually met him. I was going to take an advancement test for the military, and I met him for the first time. We was all in the same big room. You know what I'm saying? He's like a little cool dude, so we hit it off, and then he told me about what he wanted to do, he told me about the dream, and basically I just put up some money and just put up some contacts, you know what I'm saying? Just like starting to spread it around and then we started, you know what I mean?
Cool, that's what it is. So what do we look for when we look for your product? What are we looking for?
You're looking for what we call premium streetwear. You know what I mean? It's clothes that anybody can wear, but we really tailor towards the people out there trying to get it every day. You know what I mean? Like the people who don't sleep, people that only stop to eat. You know what I mean? Like out there from sun up to sun go down, out there trying to work for whatever it is they want to do to make them happy for the rest of their life. And you know what I'm saying? It ain't too uptight. It ain't too formal. But then again, it ain't like you walking around looking like a bum either. So. It's a good middle ground for the everyday person out there trying to get rich. That's all we're trying to do.
That's what's up. I ain't mad at you, fam. You know what I mean? What's the hardest part in that game though? Like I have no knowledge about it. You know what I'm saying? I just know how my shooter feels like sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So what's the hardest part in getting your product out there right now, man? Is it the competition? Is it a lot of people doing it? Or is it the grind just like music?
Oh, definitely, man. It's like every time you look on the internet, there's a new clothing line or somebody else trying to do something. So basically, the only thing we do is like, we push it ourselves. Like, we are our own best advertisers. We get on Twitter, we get on Instagram, we get on Facebook, and basically, we take pictures on our own stuff, and we build the hype up so much to the fact that we can go draw a smiley face on the T-shirt, talk about it on Instagram, talk about it on Facebook, and when it's time for it to drop, you know what I'm saying, everybody's trying to buy it. So we basically just push it ourselves, and we believe that if we believe in it, then everybody else will too. So it's like we always
want to work. It'd be like that, too. I like that, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand behind your product, you know what I'm saying, and whatever it is. You got to believe in it, how you should expect to sell it, you know what I'm saying? I like that, man. What do I go to you right now, I want to look fresh, you know what I'm saying? What would you suggest I wear right now?
Say again?
I'm with you right now. I want to get fresh. You know what I'm saying? I want to get, you know, I want to get out of here for the day. What would you sell to me right now? What is there a certain favorite that you got in your clothing line?
You mean as far as stuff we have?
Yeah, yeah. What is your personal favorite? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Well, right now we're in the Midwest, so it's real cold up there. You know what I mean? It ain't too much going on as far as fashion right now. But we did release a few hoodies. The hoodies we didn't have, like, they was gone within days. You know what I mean? We just released this great tiger stripe wrestler's V-neck. Right now,
nice.
That's my favorite shirt. It's on the page. It's on DJ Caesar's page, but it's in black. But the one that we actually put out is great. Right now, that's my favorite shirt, man. And, like, I feel like that's going to be the one that break the bank, man. That was going to go for real.
That's what's up. I believe it, man. How about, what do you see? What do you see yourself taking this, though? Is it going to just be shirts, or do you plan on taking it to sneakers and jackets and coats and stuff like that in the near future?
The goal is definitely to be a complete clothing line at some point in time. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. And like I said, it's a challenge because we both like to do the military, you know. So, like, we both have careers outside of this. So it ain't like what we're doing and just put all our time and effort into clothing line because right now it's just not realistic. So we got to take care of our obligation for our country and all that good stuff. And then
eventually, bro.
Yeah, eventually we definitely wish to have a complete clothing line. It ranges from females to males, luxury business wear to just regular casual wear.
That's what's up, man. You interested in models? Or do you have those? Yeah, models.
Oh, man. For there, you get to check out our Twitter page, check out our Instagram, man. We got everybody. We got everybody from your regular Joe Blow to we got some dons on there, too, man. So it definitely ranges from the top of the scale to the bottom because We try to keep everything we do relevant, you know what I mean? Like we try to keep it like we're some regular people, you know what I mean? And we just normal people out here trying to get it, and it's the same thing with our fan base. So we try to keep everything relevant. Like we don't get too far into a lot of artificial photo shoots and all that kind of stuff because like we try to keep it real. But we do have a few photo shoots with like where we set up stuff and it's real nice. But for the most part, we try to keep it realistic, man. Like I just got my wrestler shirt. Let me open it up, I pack it, take a picture. And I mean, like, we got to keep it real.
That's what it is, for real, man, for real, man. You got a kids line, man? I mean, like, you know, you got anything
for right now, we're really not tailored to kids. Like, the best we can do right now is get to extra small. I mean, you can put it on your little man, on your little girl.
That's what it is. I'm going to be looking it up, doggy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be looking it up. I'm always interested in
news. I actually got the CEO right here beside me, man. Like, you're kind of quiet right now. You're on the 2K13, but I actually got the CEO right here beside me, the one who started the whole dream, the whole movement, the whole wrestler's ambition idea. He's right here beside me. Go ahead and give a shout out, man.
Bing, bong, bing.
What's good, family?
How you doing, man?
I'm smooth, man. I'm blessed. You?
We good, man. Welcome to the DJ Black Season Friend Show, man.
I'm honored.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
What it is.
Check it out. I got Willie back on the phone. We're back on the phone lines, guys. So we're just checking you out, guys, because Bicycle Tony, hey, that man right there, he always got my back, so I ain't got to worry about nothing with him. All I got to do is, I could show right now, just let him take over the show, but I'm not.
Nah.
Hey, let's do, baby. Hey, you have some big questions, man. I like the last question you asked them about, do they have any kids clothing lines? Because that's what I want to ask also, because Let me say something real quick, Caesar.
Just for future reference, you know, the kids are the ones that's going to take over in the near future. You know what I mean? We're going to wind up passing
right.
the torch, you know what I'm saying, to the younger people.
Right.
You know,
right,
so
right,
I feel,
right.
like even with the music, like, we're starting to get into more kid-friendly songs and you know, and start to record more kid-friendly stuff because we want to pass it.
Right.
You feel me? We can't hold on to it forever, you know what I'm saying? So that's
right,
the only
exactly.
reason I ask, because it's good to get the youngers involved, too, sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to tell you what the hell I did. I saved all my clothes from when I was a little bitty boy for my future children.
Oh, boy. Hey, Willie, don't you want to know if they make a shirt for you, man? Like, if they make a flannel shirt for you, they make an overall shirt? What's up?
Well, I'm more interested in the goddamn hood and the damn cloak or something.
Oh, you're suspended. Okay. Wow. Wow. let me talk to the CEO over there, Chris, if you don't mind. Let me ask him a couple questions. Now, you're the CEO. Can you tell me a little about yourself, CEO?
CEO, 21. I'm Eastern Michigan, 313 Midwest, boy. Navy, just like your cousin.
Okay, that's what's up. And that's exactly what I was trying to get to. So what are you doing in the Navy, brother, if you don't mind me asking?
No problem, man. I'm a religious program specialist. I work as a chaplain assistant. I work alongside a pastor. And we
okay.
go around the hospital and just get a veterans the pastoral care they need.
That's what's up.
Hey, Caesar. I was in the Navy for about 3 weeks.
What was you doing in the Navy, Willie?
Willie,
don't lie, Willie. Don't lie.
Hey, Caesar, they put me out because I had too much damn moonshine sinking the damn ship.
Hey, I'm back on the show, I guess, for the time being. Ms. B, still there?
Huh? Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. Now, I guess we get to play your song, Ms. B, because we got the show back up. I don't know how long it's going to be up, but I'm still looking at a little stuff. It's swerving with my switchboards. Everything's going around in a circle. I don't know what's going on, but. Wow.
That was happening on my show yesterday, and. When I was going, like, to look at the different songs, it, like, cut off all the songs after the letter T weren't there. It was weird.
Oh, wow. Let me see if I can find yours. Let me see if your song is still there. Hey, man, I got another question for you, my man. Now, you said that you were basically, you're in the Navy. Where are you from? What area are you from?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, you're from
me too, homie.
Okay. Ms. Bing, you're from Detroit?
Yeah, I was born in Southfield.
Okay. Where you at, brother? Where you at? Where you located? CEO, where you located, CEO?
Right now we're in Chicago right now.
No. That's not what I meant. She just told you where she was located in Detroit.
I was trying to see
where you were located.
Eastern.
Okay, do you know where that said, Ms. Bing?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay. Let me see, do they have any people over there like they got good ideas or what? Wow. Now, brother, do you have kids, sir? CEO, do you have kids?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to CEO.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got kids. I got 2 kids.
Okay, what do you got? Girl and boy or what?
2 girls. 2 twins. 2 princesses.
2 girls. Oh, you got twins?
No.
okay, okay, okay. How are your girls, man?
2 and 3.
2 and 3. Okay. Okay. I guess. Okay, that noise is back. You guys need to tune that noise out. Now, Willie, do you have a question for my man? Do you have a question for Chris?
Yeah, I want to know when I'm going to get that damn hood made.
Chris, here's the deal right here, man. You guys need to give me all the social networks you guys got right now so everybody in the world can hear what we're at. What social networks?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, so, alright, so mine is, my Twitter, you can follow me at, Taekwon Restless. But mine kind of difficult to find, so, I'm going to give you the CEO's, you can follow him on Twitter at Restless Dolphin. So you gotta type Restless Dolphin.
Okay, but we still want yours too, brother, because you got people out there looking for you, too, so can you give us your...
I hope y'all got a pen and paper. I'm about to spell it out. Ready? Call me at EAE underscore KWON capital RSELS.
Okay. Okay, I got a question for my man. My man still there?
Hey, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know you were funny.
What do you mean you didn't know I was funny?
No love, no protection, he get numb.
That nigga ain't the type. Fuck the girl.
Wow.
Jones.
That was Miss Mary with Ephraim, girl, Ephraim. Miss Mary.
NerdDJ.com.
Wow, everything is playing when it gets ready. Okay, because I pushed that like a long, long time ago, and I pushed another one, and it hasn't started up. Just spinning and spinning and spinning. Hopefully, there's another one coming on in a minute.
Don't you know the time your black Cinderella? Me have the man them chilla, whoa, whoa. Say I'm a DJ Black Caesar. Just go and keep it nice, cause this is Patra, the queen of the pack. So watch that.
Wow.
Hey, yo, Caesar.
You know what?
Hey, yo, Caesar.
You know what? Hey, check it out, Bicycle Tony, man. Tonight, Blog Talk Radio has just screwed up. They screwed up my show.
You chopping up right now, too.
Huh?
You chopping up a little stuff, too. You want me to put you on a three-way, too? Because your phone is chopping up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Okay, check it out. This is what I said. I said Blog Talk is really screwed up tonight. They screwed up my show, and I'm going to tell you guys, I know I got a lot of people out there listening right now, and I'm sorry, guys. I mean, I thought tonight was going to be an awesome show. We're going to play a lot more music, but I couldn't get in. They had me blocked out of here for a while. Just got back in, and we didn't play any music, so I apologize, guys. I know that the show is just going on and on. We still got Ms. Bean got to get done, get her taken care of. We still got 40 minutes, though, so we're going to talk to Ms.
Hey,
Bean.
Fraser.
Yeah, what's up, Willie?
Listen, goddammit, enough of that shit right there. Let's get to Ms. Bean. I'm worried to get this shit over with, seriously.
Okay, Willie. I got it, man. Hey, Willie, hold on one second, my man. Chris Davis, are you still there? What's up?
Yo,
check it out, my brother. You gave your social networks. So was there anything else you want to tell us before you get ready to go or get ready to do whatever you got to do?
First of all, I would just like to say thank you for the opportunity to be on the show, man. I really appreciate the exposure. Just keep your ear out for Wrestling Ambition, man. We some young black kids. We blessed, man. We out here trying to work and trying to stay positive. So I just want to say thank you and just listen.
You know what, Chris? We appreciate you coming on the show tonight. I just want to thank you guys, you and your CEO, for coming on the show tonight. And when we get off the show is taped, so you'll be able to get a copy of it. I'll send you a copy tomorrow because when I got done with the show, man, I'm gonna cook me a dinner. I gotta eat something. But I'll send you the show tomorrow, and you guys need to check it out, see what you guys are saying, and it sounds really good. Hopefully you won't hear all that static and all that music in the background. Chris, I thank you for coming to the show, and CEO, I thank you also. I hope you guys a lot of luck. If you guys need anything from me, just let me know. I got a great following on Twitter. I got my Facebook going on. So I got a lot going on, guys. If you don't know who I am, look me up on Google me. You can find out a lot what's going on. I got about 2 or 3 million things going on. Look me up and check it out, all right? And I can help you guys out. And also, I need some help, too, because I'm going to come on my own T-shirt line, Rent to Pay Me. And I've already sold, like, 24 shirts, and I haven't even got them made up yet. So the people that are going to be making my shirts, I need to get my shirts taken care of on the fast. I got people calling me up all the time about T-shirts and stuff like that. And I need some information from you guys. I need to know. I'll talk to you, Chris. I'll talk to you, deal with you, and see what kind of information I can get from you to help me out a little bit. And maybe I can help you guys out, too, because I got a good lineup on getting some cheap material and stuff like that. And also, I got the person with the machine that does the laser print. So if you guys are interested in that, let me know, and we can talk about that also. But Chris and CEO, I appreciate you guys showing up tonight, and I'm sorry about all the technical difficulties we've been having, man, but hopefully the next time you guys come on, we won't have that problem.
No problem, man. Appreciate it. Hey, remember,
guys, check it out, man. If you have anything going on, maybe you can stick around for Ms. Bean. Ms. Bean, she can do the same thing for you guys. Ms. Jane, oh, I'm sorry, was that Bicycle Tony?
Nah, I ain't seen
now, homie. I'm chilling in the cut, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen, I'm ready.
Caesar, your phone's breaking up real, real bad. Like, I can hear what you're saying, but it just sounds real choppy through every single word.
Hey, listen, everybody begin to sound choppy. Like, you've been drinking all my damn moonshine all night.
Hey, Willie, hold on one second, man. Let me just say something, guys. Everybody's phone is real choppy. Okay, hold on. Just type to the phone.
Get over.
Okay.
My name is Ms. Bing. I'm representing Whoville ENT and also Star Mob Radio tonight. I'm an artist, and I'm also an on-air personality. I rap, I sing a little bit, and I love hosting on Star Mob Radio. So anybody that is listening right now that's an independent artist looking for an opportunity to get your music played on the air, please do hit me up. Twitter is at Miss Bing, Facebook.com/Miss Bing. I'm also, you can hear my music on Reverb Nation or SoundCloud /Miss Bing. Email is Miss Bing 216, MZBING 216 at gmail.com as far as artists that are interested in coming on my show or submitting music to my show on Star Mob Radio. Whoville Records at gmail.com for anybody that's looking for a feature or something like that from me. That's pretty much where you can find me at.
That's what it is. I want to know where it started with Ms. Bing. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it started at in the music world for you?
Well, I only even, like, started spitting about 2 years ago, a little bit over 2 years ago. Was encouraged to do that by Gringy, who's the CEO over at Whoville ENT. I had been writing for a while, had went through some pretty, you know, rough shit, and had kind of been, like, you know, in a rut and needed a way to get a little bit of shit off my chest. So it started off mostly as writing, and then, like I said, you know, using my voice to express it. That was encouraged by Gringy, so shout out to him for that.
after listening to the music, you know what I mean? You sound like you had just put in the game for more than 2 years. You know what I'm saying? How long have you been writing? Were you writing before that?
Yeah.
I would say that I started writing around 05, 06. I had went through like a pretty tragic time. I lost a couple people that were very important to me, and like I said, like I was going through a dark period, and wasn't really nobody that I wanted to talk to. So I started writing, that's pretty much how I got started. You know, because I needed a way to get that shit off my chest.
That's what it is, man, and that's a good avenue, too, you know what I mean? You know, I feel you in on that, because I've been through things, too, and I've been writing, helped me out a lot, you know what
right.
I'm saying? What are your influences?
I would say that writing is really my passion, even more than spitting, you know, like, I love music, but writing is really my passion. I love writing from my heart.
That's what it is. Do you see yourself ever, like, ghostwriting or helping other artists get their bars up and stuff like that? Because your bars are crazy.
I do it, you know, for anybody that, you know, in my camp, that if they come to me and ask me my opinion, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really so much into, like, writing for other people, but, you know what I'm saying, offer my opinion, though, if it's asked for, you know, gladly.
Well, have you ever came across those times where, let's say you were studio with somebody and they stuck at 8 bars? Have you ever came across a situation where you had to help them, somebody finish the run?
I guess, you know, it's been a couple times, you know, where I didn't came through for somebody, but at the same time, like, I don't really look at it as, like, really nothing special, because that's what we do when we're in a group.
Yeah, true story. I've come across those, too, so, you know, I know how it is, man. Being in a group and trying to get certain tracks done, and, you know what I'm saying, trying to get it done right now, sometimes you got to cover somebody to say something dope, you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Well,
so,
right.
It's all good.
Who man, man. You know,
okay, Whoville Entertainment. Basically, Whoville Entertainment is me and Grinchy. We also represent. Well, we a group. We the Grinches. And then it's also Black Rose Music, which is Mr. Taz, True Loc, and Agni. True Loc is R&B singer/rapper. Mr. Taz, very talented rapper. He is also responsible for the majority of the engineering for Whoville and Black Rose, as well as the Paperholics. The Paperholics is our group in the DFW area. Grinchy also gets down with them, and it's also Ra Ra and Tonka. Who's got a hot song out right now, which is called Dip. That's being pushed as a single down in the DFW area. We also represent DGF, the Guns family, originally out of Youngstown, Ohio, and they're up in New York now. At this time, Phalo Guns is our main DGF artist up there. So that's pretty much all of us. And everybody got their own style and pretty much does their own thing. Everybody writes their own music, comes to the table with their own shit and their own ideas. So I feel like we all
add to each other. You are an excellent artist, man. I was checking your song out, the Wonder Woman song, and that song is hot, man. That song is really hot. Hey, and also, I want to give you a salute you as an artist because I hear you saying you've been doing it for 2 years. I think I read that also somewhere, that you've been doing it for 2 years. You sound like somebody that's really been out there for a long time. You're not the everyday artist. You're not the average artist out there. You kind of, you know who you remind me of? You kind of remind me of Bicycle Tony because, you know, I'm being honest. I wasn't expecting to hear what I heard from him when he put me onto his music. I wasn't expecting that. But when I heard it, I was like, this guy is a great artist. And he told me, he was like, you know what, Caesar, he said, I haven't been doing this long, man. I got some friends that actually put me up to it, got me on the stage, and they told me to get on the stage, and I got up there and did my thing, and everybody in the club said I was an artist. And I just been going with it from there. And I'm like, wow, really, man? So he was really sincere. He was real serious. And you sound like you're the same thing, like you're a prodigy coming from what he told me, you sound like you got the same story that you really wasn't an artist, but you tried it, you liked it, and everybody thought you were an artist. So now here you are right now today making hot songs. The Wonder Woman song, you guys check it out. I'm letting the rest of the world know. I'm letting you guys know you're about to be in for a surprise. I'm going to play that song for you guys in just a little bit. But first of all, we're going to take a little break right here. We're going to go to another song, and this song here is by Drake and Weezy. Hey, check it out, man. Check it out. Start it from the bottom.
It's only, yo, you know, they did their thing on this one. I can't even hate on this one right here, man.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we came in the game with no landing, it changes these fuck niggas. I'm taking them 10 different ways. They see you just smile on your face. Smile on your face. You wanted me up, name a time and replace. I'm smoking the fire, my nigga, you know that it's fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Hope the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to Whip before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day. He wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing this shit.
Whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team.
Yeah, man. You know, I wasn't a fan of that song right there. I ain't even gonna fuck.
AKA the landlord of the South. The hottest DJ in the South and beyond, the queen of hip-hop, CaesarRadio.com. And C's in here killing the music in the South, breaking records and interviewing people like me. Rinse, do, pay me.
Hey, I'm Tony. Willie, I got a question for you, brother. What's up, Willie? What's going on? Are you listening to the Miss Bing interview?
Yeah, I'm listening. Caesar, I'm all into this Miss Bing interview. I'm serious.
I forgive you,
Miss Bing. I forgive you, baby. I forgive you.
Hey, look, check it out, Miss Bing. Hey, Willie's in love with you, Miss Bing.
Aw.
He's in love with you, man. I mean, dude's in love with you, so check it out, man. Just Hey, I know, Miss Bing, I know what you're going to say. I know that you don't really probably do white gas, but, you know, give Willie a break, man. I mean, dude's never been in love before. He's in love, too. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I know she's a pretty Latino. She looks real nice. I know. I was like, and if you do hook up with her, you do know I hooked you up.
No, Miss Bing is taken. Miss Bing is not on the market.
I got you, Miss Bing.
Let me tell you something. I tell you what, I got more money. I can sell me some more moonshine, and I guarantee you, you'll be on the damn market again when I sell every damn thing has a price, Miss Bing.
Miss Bing cannot be bought.
Okay.
Girl, I ain't trying to buy you. I'm trying to buy you some damn things. I'm serious. I look at that damn Lamborghini, that pink ass Lamborghini with the Wonder Woman symbol on it.
Okay, brother, okay. Hey, you got a song called
Wonder Woman.
I've been told that song hasn't been played anywhere for anyone. So, is that
No, it hasn't.
So, DJ Black Caesar gets to break this song. And I want you to give me a royal premiere on that song. But first, I want you to tell me a little bit about what is the song about. Because it's a really hot song, and I know that these guys are dying to hear it. So we're going to play it for them.
Okay, all right. Well, basically, Wonder Woman, shout out to Grinchy. He picked out that beat for me. And Wonder Woman is basically a song that just kind of like expresses my frustration and the way that I feel just about people being in your business, and you hear shit about yourself that you don't even know sometimes, and you know, like, really, you know what I'm saying? I'm a busy person. I got a lot of different things going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm a real estate agent with Keller Williams Realty. So make sure, you know what I'm saying, if anybody needs a house, hit your girl up. You know what I'm saying? I do that. I'm also working on my music. And I also, like I said, host on my radio a couple nights a week. So I'm really busy, you know what I'm saying? And I guess, like, Wonder Woman, the point of that to me was just to let people know, you know what I'm saying, like, what I'm doing and, you know, what I'm about, and the fact that I really don't give a fuck about a hater at all.
Wow. You know what? That's real nice, Miss Bing. Now, Miss Bing, I'm going to tell you to do something for me that you probably haven't done before. I need a world premiere on this right here, Wonder Woman song.
All right, y'all. This is the world premiere live on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Miss Bing, Wonder Woman. And it's produced by HD Beats. And I hope y'all like it. This is the world premiere, Wonder Woman.
Wonder all you want, a nigga. Wonder why I don't speak, cause I ain't even finding niggas. Niggas ego pumped up, I ain't even on these niggas. Wonder why my bag big, somebody better warn these bitches. Ask me what I'm doing, told them doing what I wanna do. Ain't worried about them suckers in the past, I know what karma do. Living in the moment, if I see it, then I want it. Then I'm doing what I got until the moment that I own it. I'm a beast by nature, tell them check the fucking Zodiac. L-E-O, motherfucker, so you know it though. Stunting on these niggas like you know I never gave a fuck. Heard it so confusing, so you know I'm finna play the dope. Been around the world like them niggas talking big. If you got it,
nigga,
we can get it. I be working on these beats, pumping venom in these streets. Know they hear me on the track, whole team about to eat. Lego. Wonder about this Wonder Woman, you ain't got a wonder nothing. What you wonder about this Wonder Woman, you ain't got a wonder nothing. They work for probation. Sloppy hoes in real life. Hypocrites on Facebook. Asshole on the internet. Be looking like some straight fucks.
never fail to mention me. They must like how my name tag. Just get off my kitty before I throw it in your man face. What you bitches wondering about? I'm down to set the record straight. You bitches wasn't on that shit when y'all was all up in my face. But since you bitches wanna know, I ain't been idle for a second, baby. All I do is go, and baby, all I do is win. So I ain't got no time for friends. And while you stacking up your evidence, I'm stacking up my ends. You bitches not existing in the world with which I'm living in. Hold me on some petty shit, irrelevant to dividends. And ain't nobody got no confidence. Wanna wait in line for me to give a fuck? I'm fine with that.
Radio, so I'm forever indebted and got mad love for him for that. And shout out to him and the whole Latin Pain Lady Everlasting. She's been real supportive of me too.
We got love, man. So love, buddy. So love.
That's what's up. Hey,
Scooby-Doo, baby.
What's up, Scooby?
Listen, my man. I just came in the show, man.
What's up, Scooby?
The damn song, man. The damn song just really had me motherfucking wild, man. I'm serious, man. I'm up like, damn, I cannot believe this shit, man. You know, try the motherfucking Midwest, baby. You know, my part of the town, baby. You know, we doing this damn thing. It's going down, baby.
Yeah,
Hey, Scooby, the chick is hot, man. She's on fire, man. That's all I can say.
Yo, man. I got excited. Yo, Miss Pink, I ain't even hear that one yet, man. You know I'm a little heated. Nah, I'm just playing, but I ain't even hear that one yet. And that's another classic, dog. I don't know, you know, you know, that's why they call you Miss Pink. It's a hard shot, you know what I mean?
Hey, bicycle. Hey, here's the deal,
yo.
Man. We didn't even grade that song, man. Check it out.
You can't grade a classic, though.
We actually do this on the show. We like to grade the song on a scale of 1 through 10. I'm going to tell you right now, that song is off the charts. I'm going to give you a flying 10 because that song right there is a 10. And like I don't know like your 10. I'm a guy that gives 8s, 9s, and stuff like that because I don't feel like nobody on this show gets a 10. But you, that song right there, it was so hot, man. You actually had me bobbing my head. You had me twisting my hips. You had me tapping my foot. And my foot is hurt right now, and I'm tapping it. So, you know, I'm like, dang, man. So that song right there, I give it a 10. Bicycle Tony, what do you got that song, Bicycle?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say, you know what I'm saying, if you made DJ Caesar do the hip-hop hokey-pokey, you know what I'm saying, and you know, like, I mean, it's hard to give a number to a classic, you know what I mean? You know I say that before. It's hard to, you know, a classic, but if I got to give it a number, you know, it's going to get a 10, do you? You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, man, it's really no number you could put on a classic. It's just what it is.
Right.
Classic,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, thank you.
Right.
So we get a 10 big
bumping. All right, yeah. Cedar. What are you going to say? Hey, Cedar, I'm telling you, I can give that.
I got to give a shout out to Tez, too, to Mr. Taz. Everybody make sure that you follow him on Twitter at MrTaz07 because he is responsible for engineering the track, Mr. Taz 7. Matter of fact, he engineered the track, and that track's not even mastered or nothing, but he mixed the shit out of that song. So.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Miss Bing, Willie was getting ready to grade that song when you interrupted him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Willie.
That's right, Caesar. Hey, listen, she can interrupt me any damn time she please. I'll give that song 10.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. What do you got, Scooby?
Listen, my man, I'm telling you, I give that damn song, man, 10 stacks, baby. 10 stacks of harness, baby.
Thank you.
That's my song.
What's up, Tony? Tony. Tony, man, I can dig it, man.
You hear it, Scooby? I'll be telling niggas, you know what I mean? Flavor.
Hey.
Well, I appreciate everybody. I'm glad you all liked it.
Caliente, baby. Caliente.
Caliente, hey.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
I got a request. Before. I got a request, man. Before the show's over, Caesar, man, I think you gotta throw that one back, dog. Girl, I don't think I got enough.
You wanna hear that damn song one more damn time, Caesar?
Yes, sir. That's what's up, brothers. I was gonna bring it.
Scooby Doo, baby. I dig the song, Caesar. You gotta play the song one more time for me, baby. You gotta play the song, baby.
I got you, brother. I was gonna do it anyway. So that song right there was hot. So. We're going to play that song again with Miss Bing. She's on top of it, on fire. You guys, check it out one more time.
Wonder Woman.
That's Wonder Woman, baby. That's Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, baby.
And Wonder Woman.
Wonder all you want a nigga. Wonder why I don't speak, cause I ain't even find a niggas. Niggas egos pumped up, I ain't even on these niggas. Wonder why my bag big, somebody better warn these bitches. Ask me what I'm doing, told them doing what I wanna do. Ain't worry about them suckers in the past, I know what karma do. Living in the moment, if I see it, then I want it. Yeah, I'm doing what I got until the moment that I own it. I'm a beast by nature, tell them check the fucking Zodiac. L-E-O, motherfucker, so you know what's up. Stunting on these niggas like you know I never gave up. That's a Curtis Open season, so you know
around the world like a nigga talking big. If you got a nice plug, nigga, we can get it in. I be working on these beats, pumping venom in these streets. Know they hear me on the track, whole team about to eat. Leg up. Wonder about this Wonder Woman, you ain't gotta wonder nothing. Wonder nothing, wonder nothing. What you wonder about this Wonder Woman, you ain't gotta wonder nothing. They work for probation. Sloppy hoes in real life. Hypocrites on Facebook. Asshole on the internet. Be looking like some straight fuck. Never fail to mention me. They must like how my name tell ya. Bitch, get off my kitty before I throw it in your man face. What you bitches wonder about? I'm down to set the record straight. You bitches wasn't on that shit when y'all was all up in my face. Huh? But since you bitches wanna know, I ain't been idle for a second. Baby, all I do is go. And baby, all I do is win. So I ain't got no time for friends. And why you stacking up your evidence? I'm stacking up my ends. Bitches not existing in the world with which I'm living in. Hoes be on some petty shit, irrelevant to dividends. Huh? And ain't nobody got no time for that. Wanna wait in line for me to give a fuck? I'm fine with that.
That I get sent to me through my phone files, guys. Willie is on off the chain, guys. You think we do this for fun? This is a life with my man. We are constantly on it all day, every day. DJ Black Season Friends, guys. Join us. Check us out. Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central, guys. It goes down. Hey, if you're not here, I don't know what you're doing. You're wasting your time anywhere else. And as Willie would say, hey, this is the best damn show on the block. Check us out.
Yep. Willie was saying, Willie, where you at, baby? What's going on, Willie? We got about 4 minutes left.
DJ Black Caesar. DJ Black Caesar will be right back after these messages.
I'm so happy.
Hey, Willie, what you got going on, brother? We got about 4 minutes left.
I think he's drunk, Caesar.
Right, he might have passed out somewhere.
He might have passed out off that moonshine.
I'm looking at him. He's still here. Hey, Willie, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Bicycle Tony, I thank you for coming on the show again tonight, man. Well, you're part of the show already, so... You're part of the show, so we already made you part of the show. You're part of the family.
Yo, Caesar, man. Exactly. We family, Caesar. You already know how we get down, baby. It's all love, man. I appreciate you having me here.
Yes, sir. Hey, Ms. Bing, I would like to invite you also to the family. You can come out here anytime you want and do this show whenever you want. I'm going to open the doors for you too, baby.
That's what's up. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity to be a special guest tonight. And I'm honored, and I had a great time, even with the technical difficulties.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Hey, man, well, we got about 3 minutes left, and I just want to run down and tell everybody what's up. You can check us out every Wednesday night. Hopefully we don't have any problems. Oh, man, we're going to have problems. We're going to have problems every Wednesday night. No, we're not going to have problems this Wednesday night. Hopefully
oh,
we'll
damn it.
Hey,
Slazer.
What?
God damn, almost time Miss Bing got me going crazy late. Damn it, I'm about drunk again, Slazer.
Hey, man, don't call your name, brother. I was calling your name, and you didn't even hear me, man.
Hey, Slazer, I had the damn phone on mute. That's just how effed up I am, Slazer.
Hey, women will do that to you, man, especially those nice-looking ones like Ms. Bean. They'll do that to you every time, man.
Hey, Slazer, yeah. This is serious, Slazer. We can't have her on the damn show no more. She helping me up, Slazer.
Well, you know what? I just made a part of the family, so she can come back here anytime she gets ready. She can do the show with us when we do it with when we interview the majors. She can come back and interview the majors with us. She can do anything she wants to do. This is her show now. So we already made that official.
Oh, God damn it, Cecil. You're effing me up even more. Oh, damn. You did too, baby. You miss me, baby. I'm telling you, baby. You got to be on my friends list, baby. You got to be kind of part of, you know, the friend, you know, the super friends, baby. You Wonder Woman, baby.
That's what's up.
Scooby.
She is a Wonder Woman. Yeah, yeah. Well, guys, look, I'm going to leave you guys like this. Like, I'm going to leave you like I came. And basically, I came with my foot hurting, so I guess I'll be leaving the same way with my foot hurting. So you guys be praying for me, and I'll pray for you, everybody out there that's listening in, every ear that's out here, every ear that's out there over in Africa. I want to say, hey, guys, just be cool. I know it's like a Friday over there right now. You guys be cool, and I'll talk to you later. Everybody else, hey, Bicycle Tony, bing, bong, pow, and my man, hey, we're going to end it like this, guys. I'll talk to everybody later. Everybody enjoy yourselves and have a wonderful
one
day.
One love, y'all.
Good night, Todd.
One love, baby. Great show, man. Great show.
Huh?
Nah, man.
How's that damn boss in the toilet playing that damn banjo?
Yeah, I love you guys, man. I love you, man.
All right, what's the plan, man? One.
One love, y'all.